Welcome back to the Willie's Experience Podcast Trivia Edition. We are here with my delightful guest, Molly Knight. Molly, thanks for hanging on with me and playing around.
Yeah, thanks for this. This is kind of exciting and also a little bit scary. We'll see. I don't even know what the categories are going to be.
That's all right. That's good. That's good. Okay. Keeping you in the dark. And regular listeners, both of you, will have a chance. We haven't had trivia for a while, so I'm glad to bring it back. Now, these questions are all written by me. So generally speaking, they're meant to be focused on the person that I'm talking to. So keep that in mind, except for the first category. There are 200 points. There are a total of 200 points, not 200 questions. Don't worry.
Okay.
But there are 200 points on the board. The lowest ever score is 87. So as long as you beat 87, even if you don't beat 87, if you don't beat 87, it's my fault. And if you do beat 87, of course you're going to beat 87. So we start off with the first 10 questions for worth 10 points apiece.
Okay.
5 points apiece. They are on current events, sports and non-sports. This is probably the one that's less focused specifically on your beat.
Okay.
But so it's on current event stuff. And since you've been doing nothing but interviews for weeks now, you should.
I might have no idea what's going on.
That's okay. We'll see what's going on. Some of them are current events. Some of them are based on. Anyway, and if you get something correct, you get 5 points. So just you'll get a bell, and because it's an actual bell, a physical bell, they still make those. They're not sold at like some weird hotel concierge only store. You can actually just get them on eBay. All right, question number one for 5 points apiece: who is the active leader in baseball postseason games played?
Active leader in baseball postseason games played. Wow, David Ortiz.
That is incorrect. Yadier Molina. I think Ortiz is second, though.
Man. Okay.
Okay, question number two. Who is the active leader in postseason strikeouts as a pitcher? Not the times that a batter is struck out, but the time that most strikeouts from a pitcher active.
Oh, my gosh. Postseason. Wow. I have two guesses. Oh, man. Is it Adam Wainwright?
That's incorrect.
John Lester?
No, Justin Verlander. Verlander, which is a surprise to me, actually. I was actually surprised.
But
I guess his rookie year was 2006 when they went to the World Series. They're always making it a little farther. He's always the top starter, so I guess that makes sense. But I would have definitely not gotten that one right. So
yeah, they have no rings.
Yeah, that's a tough one. So, all right, question number three. What major league team has currently gone the longest since reaching the postseason?
Okay, I can get this one. That's a great question. Okay, wait. I'm sure it was the Royals for a while.
It was the Royals, and now there's a new team.
I want to say the Astros went in 2005. I don't know when the Mariners went. I'm going through my Indians were recent. So I'm going to have to check White Sox, Cubs, Twins. The Blue Jays?
That's correct for 5 points. Good job. Well done. Yes. I like the way you worked that out, too.
I just realized I could be Googling these answers, but...
but we have the absolute faith and trust.
Yes,
Not to cheat. All right, question number four. What player suddenly followed several Cardinals players, former and current, on Monday afternoon, causing many to believe he had been traded to St. Louis?
I have a question.
Yes.
Is he a Pirates prospect?
No, he's a Major League Baseball player.
Oh, wait.
What Major League Baseball player suddenly followed several Cardinals players, former and current, on Monday afternoon, causing many trade deadline crazy people to believe that he had been traded to St. Louis?
I don't know. Is he on the Pirates?
I can't give you that information except to say that he's not. So I guess I can, but he's not.
I don't know who it is. Who was it?
I can never say his name.
Rajah Davis.
Rajah Davis. Yes, yes. All right.
Yeah.
Question number five. What pitcher traded at last year's deadline ended up throwing the most postseason innings in 2014?
Oh, I did read your story yesterday.
All right. The answer can be found in that story.
Okay. Is it Jake Peavy?
That's correct for 5 points. See, everyone, if you just read Will Leach columns, you'll know everything you need to know.
Yeah.
All right. That's the end of the baseball questions, unfortunately.
Oh, okay.
Question number six. Who won the Tour de France?
I have no idea.
I wouldn't have known either. It's Chris Froome. Okay. Question number seven. What city just dropped out of the race?
Boston.
Correct for 5 points.
Do I get bonus points for answering it before you finish the question?
Well, we'll get to the end and see. You don't, I'm afraid. Question number eight. What Minnesota Viking said he planned on rushing for 2,500 yards this season?
Adrian Peterson.
Correct for 5 points. Question number nine. What Major League Baseball stadium will host a United States Men's Soccer World Cup qualifier on November 13th of this year?
Yikes. Major League Baseball stadium. It's got to be something warm. Houston Minute Maid?
That is incorrect. Bush Stadium, in fact. Bush Stadium.
I should have known. I wasn't thinking. I felt like that was a Cardinal, another Cardinals trick.
No, what are you talking about? Was that where the Cardinals play? That's a total accident then. All right, question number 10, the last toss-up. What country will the United States face in a Gold Cup playoff in Pasadena for the right to play the 2017 Confederations Cup in Russia because this country just won the Gold Cup on Sunday?
Mexico.
That's correct for 5 points. Woohoo! 25 points. Nothing wrong with that at all. Okay, next is a Hall of Fame related. This is called the topical. I give an overarching category, and then there are 10 questions worth 5 points apiece in each of one of those categories. Like, for example, if I said, name the managers of the following baseball teams. One, Los Angeles Dodgers, Don Mattingly. Two, St. Louis Cardinals, Mike Matheny. Okay. That's how it works. All right, so I'm going to name a Hall of Fame baseball player.
Mm-hmm.
You tell me what team is on his cap on his plaque.
Oh my God. Okay.
All right. Question number one, Roberto Alomar.
Gosh. The Indians?
That's incorrect. The Toronto Blue Jays.
God, that was my next guess.
Number two, Sparky Anderson.
Tigers.
That is incorrect. What? The Cincinnati Reds. I know all that stuff happened right before our time, so we all think of him as a Tigers person, but he's actually a Reds person. Question number three, Wade Boggs.
Oh my God, was he the one that like was acting like a jerk and went in as a Ray? I'm gonna say the Rays.
He is the one that wanted to be a jerk and would go as in a Ray. Oh. The Hall of Fame would not let him, and so he wore a Red Sox. And that also made them clarify the rule.
Yeah, okay.
All right, question number four, Rod Carew.
The Twins.
Correct for 5 points. Question number six, Dave Winfield.
Oh, God. The Angels?
That's incorrect. The San Diego Padres. The San Diego Padres. Again, another one of those is before.
I'm going to come in last.
No, you're not. You're going to be just fine. You're going to be just fine. Question number seven, Raleigh Fingers.
Oh, God. I have no idea.
Well, there's a 1 in 30 chance.
I'm going to say the, I don't even know what team he played for. The Indians.
That's incorrect. The Oakland A's. The Oakland A's.
Okay.
See, it's a stressful game, I understand, but don't worry. We have many questions left to go. Number eight, Reggie Jackson.
The Yankees?
Correct for 5 points.
Yes.
Question number nine, Eddie Murray.
Okay. The Orioles.
Correct for 5 points. I might have gotten that one wrong, so that was well done. I would have gotten a lot of these wrong, but I don't get them wrong because I have the answers right in front of me. I have that smug Alex Trebek thing of, oh no, you fool. It's this thing in front of my face on this card. and question number 10, Nolan Ryan.
Oh gosh. The Astros.
That's incorrect. The Texas Rangers.
Oh, man. That's whatever.
That's a tough one. That was a tough category.
Yeah.
Next up is nicknames. Now, the way this works, I will give you the name of a team throughout this great land of sports.
Okay.
And, like, for example, if I said the Los Angeles Major League Baseball team, you would say Dodgers. But if you did not know, then you would get 10 points if you knew the answer. If you do not know, you don't get to guess and then get a hint. But if you don't know, you can ask for a hint, and I will give you the name of the stadium the team plays in, and I will give you the name of the team's mascot.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes.
Question number one. The Inland Empire Class A minor league team.
What's the name of the stadium?
San Manuel Stadium, and their mascot's name is Bernie.
Inland Empire. The 60s, or no, the,
You may be 66? Going
66ers or whatever.
66ers is correct. Yes. I was really nervous there. You were gonna like no, keep that train of thought going.
Yeah.
So that's correct. You have 5 points because you need the hint, but it is 5 points right there. Question number two. So if you don't need the hint, if you just know the answer, then you
get I get more points if I don't ask for hints. Okay.
Yes, that's correct. Question number two. The Rancho Cucamonga Class A minor league team.
The Quakes.
Correct for 10 points. They play at Lone Mart Field.
At the Epicenter.
Yeah. And do you know the mascot's name? I'm curious.
No, I don't.
Trimmer. You don't get any points.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, you don't get any points off. But it feels like if there's actual like a massive earthquake there, they're gonna have to change the name. It's why the team isn't called the Tsunamis anymore.
I know.
All right, question number three. The Pepperdine men's and women's college basketball teams. Trying to hit your local area.
Wait, am I naming the mascot?
No, all you do is name the nickname. If you need a hint, I'll give you the
mascot. The Wave.
That's correct. The Waves. I'll give it to you. That's correct. 10 points. All right. Yep. Question number four. The California Irvine men's and women's college
Anteaters.
Correct for 10 points. See, you're already smoking your way through. They play at by the way, the Pepperdine plays at Firestone Fieldhouse. Their mascot is Willie the Wave, which is one of the times a hint would have helped if you needed it, but you didn't need it. And Cal Irvine plays at the Bryn Event
Center.
And their mascot is Peter the Anteater. And okay, the last one, nicknames, a category in which you are killing it, by the way. The Los Angeles WNBA team.
Sparks.
Sparks is correct for 10
points.
Yay. Smoked that category. Their mascot is Sparky, and they, of course, play at the Staples Center. All right, so you are now, just so you know, by the way, you are at 85 points right now. So you are
in
danger. There are still 50 points left on the board.
Okay,
so you're
okay.
In totally good shape. There's no way you're finishing last. Not that I was ever worried you were. all right, so the last category game we play is called Outburst. This was a game that you may have played as a kid.
Okay.
It's like Family Feud played really fast, where I give you a category. If I say National League teams, and you have 1 minute to give me as many as you can, but 10 is the ceiling. 10 is the ceiling. So all the categories I have here only have 10 answers, but ordinarily if I gave 15, you'd have 10. So the 1 minute clock, you are not penalized for wrong answers.
Okay.
So just shout out whatever you want. I'll tell you yes or no across the board for each answer you give. So all right, minute on the clock. Hold on, so let me give my timer.
Right. I'm excited for this one. I have a good feeling about this. Right, unless the category is like, I don't know,
they may be poorly written. Yeah.
Okay.
Give the name of Will's 10 imaginary best friends. Go!
Yes.
Like, why are these all Cardinals? All right. 1 minute on the 1 minute on the clock. Give me the largest 10 cities by population in the state of California. The 10 cities largest by population in the state of California. 1 minute on the clock. Go.
Los Angeles, San Francisco, San Jose, San Diego, Fresno, Bakersfield.
Yes.
Oakland.
Yes.
Riverside.
No.
San Bernardino.
No.
Sacramento.
Yes.
How many do I have at this point?
2, 4, 6, 8.
Ventura, Irvine, Santa Ana.
Irvine, no. Santa Ana, no.
Orange. No. What's huge? Chula Vista or Santa Barbara. No. Huntington Beach.
No.
Long Beach.
Yes.
One more to go. Stockton?
No. 10 seconds on the clock.
We said Bakersfield, Lancaster, Palmdale.
No.
It's San Bernardino. Santa Clara, San Mateo.
No, that's it. That's time.
Damn.
You got 9. Very well done.
What did I miss?
Typical Los Angeles person. You missed Anaheim.
Oh, yeah. I was circling. I said Santa Ana, Orange, and Irvine. Okay.
So yeah, you were close. That was very well done. You are going to be good at this game because that was really good. There's 9. So very well done. All right. 1 minute on the clock. Give me the 10 men who hit the most home runs in a single season. And even if they have 3 seasons in the top 10, they still only count once.
Okay.
The most
ever? Okay.
No. The most home runs in a season as a Los Angeles Dodger. Not as a Brooklyn Dodger. So Brooklyn Dodgers people are not on here. This is since they've moved to Los Angeles.
All right.
The 10 men who hit single home. And again, if someone's had 3 of the top 5 home run seasons, they still only count once.
All right. There we go.
1 minute on the clock. Go.
Andre Ethier, Matt Kemp, Sean Green.
Green, yes.
Pedro Guerrero.
Yes.
Gary Sheffield, Mike Piazza, Eric Karros.
Yes, Karros, yes. Piazza, yes.
Raul Mondesi.
Yes.
Let's see, Steve Garvey.
Yes.
Ron Say, Dusty Baker.
Baker, no.
Rick Monday, no. Daryl Strawberry, no. Eric Davis, no. Manny Ramirez, no. Sachs, Mike Marshall,
no.
Tim Wallach, no. Where am I here?
Seven.
Shoot. We said Eddie Murray. Duke Snider wasn't there. Who the hell? Oh, Roy Campanella?
No.
Who else was out there? Bill Russell?
No. 10 seconds.
Adrian Beltre, duh.
Yeah, you said Beltre. You already have Beltre. You didn't. You have Beltre. That's right. Sorry.
Adrian Gonzalez? No. No.
Time.
Okay.
You had not said Beltre, and that is correct. Okay. So you have a total of 8. You got Sean Green, Pedro Guerrero, Mondesi, Piazza, Karros,
Sheffield.
That's right. I couldn't remember any. Garvey and Beltre. The two that you missed are Reggie Smith.
Oh yeah.
Jimmy Wynn.
Oh okay. I never would have gotten Jimmy Wynn.
Yeah,
okay. I'm feeling good about this. Let's keep it rolling.
Oh, you're killing it. Okay, 1 minute clock. Give me the 10 men who earned the most wins in a season as a Los Angeles, not Brooklyn, as a Los Angeles Dodger. 1 minute
on
the clock.
All over this.
Go.
Clayton Kershaw.
Yes.
Zach Greinke. Oral Hershiser.
Hershiser, yes. Greinke, no.
Hideo Nomo. Fernando Valenzuela.
Fernando, yes.
Sandy Koufax.
Yes.
Don Drysdale.
Yes.
Don Newcomb. Oh, he's Brooklyn. No. Let's see here. Belcher.
No.
Derek Lowe. Brad Penny.
No.
Oh, shoot. Who else was out there? Morgan.
No.
Morgan. Dave Stewart.
No.
Oh, Don Sutton.
Yes.
I don't know. Padres? No. Who do I have? Kuroda. I'm just gonna name dudes.
No.
Randy Wolf. Oh, Kevin Brown?
No, good guess.
What a worthless contract that was. Channel Park?
No.
Perez, Odalis Perez, Ramon Martinez.
No, and Ramon Martinez at the buzzer, yes. Ramon Martinez at the buzzer counts, so you got that one.
Okay.
So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You are terrific at this. You got Kershaw, Hershiser, Fernando Valenzuela, Koufax, Drysdale, Sutton, Ramon Martinez. The three that you missed, Al Downing. Tommy John.
Oh, yeah.
And Andy Messersmith.
Those are before my time, so I'm okay with that.
All right, 10 seconds on the clock. Give me the last 10 franchises the Dodgers have lost to in the postseason.
Last
10 franchises. Now, again, if theoretically speaking,
Cardinals,
someone
times in a row.
If theoretically speaking, it's happened twice in a row,
all right,
that still only counts once.
I got it. Okay. We ready?
10 seconds on the clock. 1 minute on the clock. Go.
Okay. Cardinals.
Yes.
Phillies.
Yes.
Braves.
Yes.
A's.
Yes.
Reds.
Yes.
Pirates. No.
No.
Yankees.
Yes.
Orioles? No.
Yes.
Orioles. Giants?
No.
Rangers? Astros?
No.
I'm just gonna name it. Royals?
No.
Red Sox?
Yes.
No. Oh,
1916.
Wow. The Philadelphia Athletics? No. The White Sox? The Cubs?
White Sox? No. Cubs? No.
Let's see. I'm naming every team. Blue Jays, Brewers, Padres.
No.
Am I naming like defunct teams?
No. All these teams are active. And you have 10 seconds.
Oh. Marlins, Rays, Nationals,
no.
Indians.
Yes.
Reds, Red Sox, Phillies, Pirates.
Time. Okay. Very well. You got nine. That's always the best strategy to those games, though. Is to just
name them all. Yeah.
Teams. So you got Cardinals, Phillies, Braves, A's, Reds, Yankees, Orioles, Red Sox, and Indians. The one team I did not hear you say, the New York Mets.
Oh yeah, the Mets. New York
Mets. Okay, so 18, 20. Hang on, 26, 33. That's right. All right, so add 33 to what you have. We're going to the one last category, but I'm just making sure getting all your math together. 15 and 45, 10, 15, 18, 1, 4, 6, 7. You're already at 118. You absolutely killed it.
Woo!
So you have 118, which means you just passed Lindsey Jones from USA Today. You just passed Tommy Craggs. You are four behind Mike.
He's having a bad week, Craig.
Yeah, you look what he's done. And you need, if you get all 10, you'll tie Paul Feinbaum. So here we go.
Wow.
1 minute on the clock.
Okay.
The Dodgers have had more NL rookies of the year than any other franchise. Give me the last 10 men to win the National League Rookie of the Year award.
Wait. Oh, the last 10?
The Dodgers is just context.
Okay.
The last 10 people to win the National League Rookie of the Year award.
Okay.
1 minute on the clock. Go.
Okay. Bryce Harper.
Yes.
Chris Coughlin.
Yes.
Rookies of the Year. Shoot. Let me see here. That's 2005. Who were these guys? Was Altuve? Was that the National League at that point? Was he the Rookie of the Year?
No, that's still American.
David Wright, Zimmerman.
Right? No, Zimmerman. No.
Jose Reyes. Ryan Howard.
Yes.
Jimmy Rollins.
No.
Stanton.
No.
Strasburg.
No.
No. No. Wade Miley didn't win. Shoot, I'm thinking. Buster Posey.
Yes.
Lincecum.
No.
Who else was in that team? This is hard. Starlin Castro.
No.
Ryan Braun.
Braun, yes.
Prince Fielder, Ricky Weeks.
No.
Joey Votto.
No.
Jay Bruce Hamilton.
No.
Carpenter.
Who's that last one you said?
Matt Carpenter.
No,
but
that's not correct. But I understand that you see him in the nightmare, so I understand why that would come to your head in a moment of strife.
That was a great question.
So this, I'm telling you, I, if I ever have a party game, because this, I've always played this at parties. I want you playing Outburst. You came to life, and like you did, you did well, but more to the point, you understood how the game worked immediately and naturally, which is very well done. So the ones that you got, just to wrap up: Ryan Braun, Chris Coughlin, Bryce Harper, Ryan Howard, and Buster Posey. The ones you missed: Jacob DeGrom. Jose Fernandez.
Oh God, I missed the pitchers. Yeah,
Craig Kimbrell.
Pitcher, yeah.
Hanley Ramirez.
Oh yeah.
And then I think when you were tossing out the Cubs, you had the wrong way. It's Giovanni Soto.
Oh yeah.
So you got 123. You just passed tenure. Very, very well done. I know that you were worried. I was never worried. You kicked ass. Very well done.
Well, thank you so much, Will. After I have to run now, but this was really fun.
Yeah, this was absolutely. Have a great, good luck with whatever you're doing, and everyone, go buy the book. It's on Amazon. Just search Molly Knight. You'll find it. Thank you for playing around with me, and good luck with everything, Molly.
Thanks for coming on and playing around. Anytime. Thanks.
Okay. Be safe. Thank you.